Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, March 5th, 2024. I'm Rob Dunwood. According to Yuri Borisov, head of Russia's space agency Roscosmos, Russia and China are considering putting a nuclear power plant on the moon around 2033 to 2035. The two countries are collaborating on the International Lunar Research Station, a massive moon complex with a radius of nearly 4 miles that is set to break ground in 2026. The ILRS will house scientists who will deeply study the moon's properties. Microsoft filed a motion seeking to dismiss key parts of a lawsuit the New York Times filed against it and OpenAI, accusing them of copyright infringement. Microsoft accused the Times of pushing doomsday futurology by claiming that AI technologies pose a threat to independent journalism. The company accused the Times of crafting unrealistic prompts to coax the GPT tools to spit out responses matching its content. Microsoft is asking the court to dismiss claims that it is liable for end-user copyright infringement through the use of GPT-based tools, that it violates the Digital Millennium Copyright Act, and that it misappropriates time-sensitive breaking news and consumer purchasing recommendations. The former CEO, CFO, legal chief, and general counsel of Twitter have sued Elon Musk, saying he owes them collectively more than $128 million in severance. The executives who sued Musk to follow through with his acquisition plans of Twitter after he changed his mind were fired for cause by Musk after his takeover of Twitter, citing gross negligence and willful misconduct, a charge the executive group denies. The lawsuit filed in federal court in California escalates a more than year-long dispute between the former executives and Musk. Microsoft will live stream a new Xbox partner preview event this week on Wednesday, March 6th at 10 a.m. Pacific time. The 30-minute event will stream simultaneously on YouTube and Twitch, and it will feature a dozen new trailers from publishers like Capcom, EA, and Nexon. The Xbox team said during the Xbox partner preview, you can learn more about the combat and traversal in Tales of Kenzera Zao, see new gameplay in Kintsugami, The Path of the Goddess, get a closer look at the first Berserker, Kazan, and other great titles coming to Xbox, Windows, or Game Pass. OpenAI announced this week that ChatGPT can now read its answers out loud on the web and mobile versions of ChatGPT. Users have been able to directly ask the chatbot prompts without typing since the voice chat feature launched last September. Now, Read Aloud is available for GPT 3.5 and GPT-4 and can speak 37 languages, auto-detecting the language of the text it is reading. Google co-founder Sergey Brin, when speaking to entrepreneurs about Google Gemini Saturday at the AG House in Hillsboro, California, said, "We definitely messed up on the image generation. I think it was mostly due to just not thorough testing. It definitely, for good reasons, upset a lot of people." Google said last week that it plans to relaunch the image generation feature soon. Amazon employees at a warehouse near Seattle got a glimpse of Digit, a 5-foot-9-inch robot that resembles a human, walks like a bird, and has glowing white eyes. Digit is currently only configured to empty yellow bins off a shelf and ferry them several feet to a conveyor. The robot is in the testing phases and won't likely transform the logistics industry anytime soon. Digit, however, is a major technological leap forward and positions its maker, Agility Robotics Incorporated, at the forefront of an effort to build machines that can work alongside human workers. Instagram announced a new feature this week that allows users to edit direct messages up to 15 minutes after sending them. Users will also get the option to pin up to 3 messaging threads to the top of their inbox. To edit a message, you need to press and hold it and then choose edit from the drop-down menu. Once you edit a message, the purple text bubble will have an edited label on top of it to notify the other person that the message has been changed. And finally, Bitcoin has set a new all-time high, cresting above 69,000, a level first touched on November 10th, 2021. Bitcoin's latest run continues to be fueled by U.S.-based spot Bitcoin ETFs, which opened for business on January 11th earlier this year. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. And if you enjoyed the show, remember to tell a friend to check us out. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
Probably the easiest thing I've ever done. The medication comes in the mail and it's very easy to use. I've been able to live my normal lifestyle and I've lost 20 pounds already and I've never felt better. It changed my life.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.